Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast. Here we are.
Hi.
How's it hanging? How are you?
Bad.
I'm not asking you, I'm asking them. I already know the answer about you.
They can't respond to us.
That's okay. Maybe
someone's
going
to DM us and say bad. Just out of context.
DM me and tell me how you are. I don't care when you listen to this. I just want to know. Tell me how you're doing.
We're going to get an email through the contact form.
See, we say to DM us these things, but none of us ever remember. And then someone will just be like, chef's knife. We're like, what?
I'm sorry.
What?
And they were like, you asked 4 weeks ago about what knife you liked.
It's like, I forget what I say.
We've gotten a few responses about that.
Yeah. We got an email about it.
Yeah, we did. It was good. That, honestly, that email made me very happy.
That was a
very nice email.
That was a cute interaction.
It's a really good interaction. I'm going to look up her name right now so we can give her a baby shout out.
Well, let's give her a shout out after we make a very important... Actually, no, we're not.
No,
because
we're
this
not.
Is an unmod plot
you
twist.
You love to do this.
I don't know. We didn't say this is an unmod except for the title that will be added later.
Now you know. It's an unmod.
Hi, it's an unmod. Also, shout out to Ellie. That was the person that sent us a really cool email, like asking nice advice and giving us nice compliments.
And
so,
then we responded and she goes, oh my God, you actually responded. It's like,
which made us feel famous. So thank you.
So today for the unmod, we really have no plan.
No.
We've all been kind of going through it recently.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's just sit and talk in front of a microphone for a little bit. I'll just, like, kick things off.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear 3 repeated beeps in rapid succession, we've been having some apartment troubles recently.
Every day. Basically.
List off what's wrong with the apartment.
Yeah. Those 3 beeps are followed shortly thereafter by a singular beep, which is from a separate fire alarm. Yes, we do know how to change fire alarm batteries. They are not our fire alarms. There is an empty unit upstairs because people moved out and all of the batteries in their fire alarms are going off and our landlord will not respond to me to come and change them. And it is so loud. Like, you all know what a fire alarm is. You know what it sounds like. It's bad.
Also, to note, our apartment, like, building that we live in, not to give away our exact address, but we live in, like, a home from the literally 1900s,
yes.
Like, the early,
like
1900s.
Early
1900s. Like, 1900 maybe it was built.
Very,
I think so.
Very, very, very
yeah.
old house.
And it was converted into, like, a four
unit
apartment
yeah.
building. And
which is common where we
yeah.
live.
And the only thing is, I don't think they insulated
no.
this place at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
Because it's always freezing.
Not a bit.
And you can hear everything that happens
yes.
in this apartment.
It's just, it's a little bit tragic. Okay.
Nice wood floors, though.
Yeah, beautiful
mm-hmm.
wood
yeah.
floors. It's newly renovated. It's like the light wash wood floors
yeah.
with white walls and brand new appliances. And it's beautiful
for
that.
For our area, it's really nice.
It is.
And
for
affordably
like a building
priced.
That's been renoed, yeah.
Yeah, considering yeah. pretty affordably priced.
Central air
and
heating.
If you live in a state that isn't ours, if we told you our rent, you would probably gasp because
you
it's not
would.
Affordable for you. But
no.
for us, it is affordable because it's stupid to live here.
Mind you, Casey and I share a bedroom that is 100% smaller than our dorm rooms were sophomore year.
I don't. Yes.
I feel like it is.
Yes, but it's because you don't have a sink in here.
And also you have a bed that's like double the size as what we used to have.
That's true. I'd say
yeah.
it's honestly about the same
yeah.
size.
Anyway, Casey and I share a dorm room.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it costs less than room and board, though.
And here's the
it
thing.
It does cost less than room and board.
Significantly less.
We don't have to eat the on-campus food
that's
as well.
That's very true. Sarah and I lucked out and got the big boy room.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know what to say about that because
you know,
we didn't.
See,
it's, I feel bad.
The thing was, I personally don't care that much. The only thing I'm very jealous of is your closet.
The thing is, and you do have it absolutely worse. Your closet is small
our
and
closet
you
awful. For two of us is half the size as your closet.
Yeah, that's not true. It's really,
it's
like,
it's deeper.
I would say they're probably about the same quantity of clothes you can fit in like the same, but you have to fit 2 people's worth of clothes.
It's all like, right.
We're not going to
I can tell
anyway.
You how many clothes
debating.
I have in there. I have
anyway.
Just as many clothes under my bed as you do. So it's like...
We're not going to spend podcast time debating the clothing storage in our apartment.
It's just because mine looks bigger, which...
Okay.
Fair enough.
Size matters.
I'm leaving that.
We're moving soon, so it's fine.
It's whatever.
It's fine.
Well, see, our whole thing was like, Kyla and her old roommate would get the bigger room for the first year, and mm-hmm. then we knew we were going to live here for 2 years, most likely. And then mm-hmm. we would, Casey and I would switch into the bigger room. But then we got to the point where, like, I don't want to
move. That's too much of a pain in the butt.
It would have literally been like moving houses. Yes. It would have been the same thing.
How do I get a queen bed through a doorway?
Yeah, it just would have...
It stayed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it would have been more of a pain than it was worth. But
we get to do it in a couple months.
Do you have any fun transit anecdotes for us today?
Oh, I constantly have fun transit. I learned that there are stop signs on trains. Who knew? Not me.
I knew they were in the subway for, like, when they pass, so they don't crash into each other.
But it was, like, we were just, okay, there's this area that you have to get, and I'm just going to say it, between New York and New Jersey, where...
Wow, I can't believe they...
I work in Manhattan. Come find me. But...
It's really easy to find
it's
someone.
It's really easy to find someone in Manhattan.
Uh-huh. There are so few people.
But you... There's, like, this swampland area in between the two that, like, is very weird. It's, like, a weird grasslands that's kind of looks like maybe there are bodies.
There are 100%.
Every time.
We talked about that on the train.
It's like every 100%. Time we go, like, or I go, or mm-hmm. someone goes over that bridge, mm-hmm. that over the, like, big mm-hmm. water area, mm-hmm. I literally am, like,
no, I face on the glass. I want to be the one to find it. Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
I seriously am, like, someone who, like, is a part of the mafia, definitely dump someone here.
Oh, absolutely. Because no one goes there.
It's like an industrial park on a marshland. Like,
and the industrial park is still, like, probably about a mile or two away from this marshland. Like, it's far, but there are, like, weird access roads. Yeah. So, like, definitely people go out there and do things that they're not supposed to do.
Oh, 100%.
But we were, like, going through that area, which there's no other track near there. It's just that one track. And we just stop in the middle of everything, and they're like, hello. We have a stop sign. I don't know why. Sorry. And then turn it off. Click. Click. And then you just sit there.
NG Transit never ceases to amaze.
Forever.
It's so good.
And that's, like, the worst delay I've had in a while. The most positive experience I've had is, okay, Kyle and I commute home together every day, because Kyle now also works in Manhattan. And
wait. Isn't he in the closet right now, like, hiding, typing up our
Well, he has
coding?
To.
Coding?
Since we don't pay him, he has to, earn money to pay his tithes to us. Tithes. So
imagine you have to pay someone to do an internship.
We are feudal lords. So then he comes back here and goes to work immediately again. It's great.
He sleeps from, like, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's
a
really
great arrangement.
Some might
call it a nap. We call it a full night's rest.
Well, he's just used to it at this point.
Yeah.
But we always sit in the exact same seats every day on the train.
That's so funny.
It's convenient. I don't know. I always enter at the same spot. But there's this mom and her two sons that sit near us, and one,
like,
of
every
them,
day.
Yeah, they always sit in the same spot too. They sit in, like, one of the four seater areas, and one of the kids is kind of a yeller, and, you know, I don't really mm-hmm. like kids that much, and I especially don't like yellers, but this one's really funny because he does perfect impressions of things, and he's, like, five, so it's kind of it's incredible, but, like, he'll do, like, the New Jersey Transit is now arriving, and, like, please stand back from the yellow line, and he does it perfectly, and it's so funny, that. Like, I cry laughing. He's amazing.
Doesn't he do, like, the door beeps,
yeah,
right, too?
Like, beep, 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 but it's the perfect pitch. Yes. Like, that exact... that did not do it justice at all. That wasn't right. But he does it perfectly. And then he'll go and, like, say the thing that the conductor says. Like, this is the blank, blank, blank train making stops at blank, blank, blank. And he does it exactly right in the perfect order every time.
I want to get to that level.
He's a transit kid. No. I love and that. He must ride a lot because, like, I know it by now, but I ride the train twice a day, every day. So he must be doing it all the
time.
He's
been riding it since he was a fetus.
Maybe. He's a real numbtut. I love him.
Along with train announcements, my least favorite thing about transit is when people on both the train and the subway, the announcers will get on and just be like, they don't care anymore, so they just mumble the stops. And I'm like, I know you don't care, but I don't know what stop this is because it is pitch black outside.
Yeah.
And I can't see jack shit.
I like on the subway where sometimes they'll be like, it'll like ding, and it'll be like, and you're like, perfect.
Wait, this is
thank you.
Kyla and I talked about this, but we when we had our very harrowing path experience, They kept, I don't know if you've seen the, like, YouTube video where it's, like, they have those two block things and one echoes the other one but in a higher pitch until they're both, like, screeching static at each other.
Good.
Okay, the final static screech is literally what the conductor sounded like. He was like, we're now, it was, like, the automated, like, now approaching, and then, like, just high-pitched screaming.
It was so funny.
But, I don't know. Kyla, you were telling me about some new friends you were meeting on the subway the other day. Not like on the subway, but on the tracks.
Oh. The rats. The rats. Literally, oh my god, they're so good.
They're my favorite. She likes thing. The subway rats.
Yes. Okay, the thing is, they used to be big, fat, and nasty, and now they're not.
They're big,
really,
fat, and cute.
They're not even big and fat. They're like, they've slimmed down. They're like real cute. They look more like mice than anything else.
Michelle Obama's influence has never been better.
Their school lunch has improved.
Yeah.
They brought universal free school lunch to New York City, which they did do, and then they gave it to
mice. I was going to say, like, the Nickelodeon, yeah. Like, 30 minutes play of play, 60. Or whatever, play 60, was brought to the New York subway.
They brought NFL players, and they were like, go wide.
I like the concept of Tom Brady with a subway rat and, like, an apple.
An apple?
Yeah, they're like, the healthy eating apple. And play. I can't believe we just created a brand new campaign for them. But yeah.
But what if Disney goes live with, like, a... Like Big Apple, Subway Rat.
I want a Subway Rat movie. That sounds really good. It's like Ratatouille 2.
What if Michael Bloomberg does that?
Ratatouille, but the rat is like the subway train conductor.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, here's the thing, though. Mm. What if Michael Bloomberg takes that idea?
No.
Michael Bloomberg, if you're listening, I don't like you.
Stop.
Stop. Don't listen anymore. You're not allowed.
Unless you want to give us money.
No.
No. I wouldn't accept money from a man like that.
I don't want any Russian oligarchs from funding my podcast. Or American oligarchs.
This is an inclusive space.
I don't want
space.
Oligarchs, period.
#  no oligarchs.
That's good.
#  I'll make a sticker for all oligarchs.
Michael Bloomberg's going to start that.
If I made a sticker that said #  no oligarchs, would people buy it?
But I'm thinking in my head it would say #  new oligarchs.
Like new oligarchs.
New oligarchs. I would capitalize the second O.
So. Hi, Nunigarks.
That wasn't
like
even.
The concept of Nunigarks.
Nunigarks. Okay. Well, I do want to make some more merch. I have a pretty free weekend this weekend, comparatively to my most recent weekend. So maybe I'll sit down and make some new merchy merch.
Merchy merch?
Merchy merch.
Okay, we still got to make the one that says Papa John's. Like, the better...
Better pizza, better delegates?
No, it was something... It was, like, better something, better delegates. It
better,
wasn't pizza,
better
though. It was another
delegates,
one.
Delegates, better ego?
Yeah, better ego, better delegates. Something like that.
The meme was made somewhere.
It's in a teaser. I made it.
Yeah.
Papa John's is gonna send us a cease and desist.
Yeah.
Won't be the first.
I feel like if I changed Papa John's to Mono One, then, like, maybe it'd be okay. I'll mess around with it. We'll see what happens.
We just make
can
sticker.
We do a pair... We can, like... Protect it under the parody law or whatever.
That's true, but I mean more like if Redbubble would take it down, because could.
Yeah.
But I mean, people like fully repost like movie posters on there.
That's 100% true. It's kind of a lawless land.
I don't think Redbubble's
love
on
Redbubble.
Top of the copyright stuff.
It's honestly a really fantastic place to sell your artwork.
Can
we
make
10 out of 10 recommend.
A sticker that says Papa John's, better Papa, better Papa?
That exists.
Or
unfortunately.
Papa, Papa.
Better.
There we go.
Better.
If you guys are ever wondering what just like a conversation between us sounds like, every time we deviate from speaking directly to the microphone into just like chaos, that's exactly what it sounds like.
I hope that this is at least a little bit traceable, because I feel like we're wandering.
Multiple people have told us, like, when we speak, it sounds like we're on, like, a different kind of language.
Yeah.
Because, like, we only, like, say a couple words, but we know what we're saying, and then we all laugh, like, really crazy.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
But, like, come on, we just said Papa, 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 and then we all laughed.
My favorite thing is, like, Kyle spends a lot of time at the house, and he pays witness to a lot of what happens here.
To the dynamic.
And I so often will, like, glance over at him, and he's just kind of sitting there, like, his mouth is just slightly agape, just like, what?
I will never, Kyle recently, I don't know if you listening have seen the gummy rat video.
Oh my god, Gelee Beelie!
Gelee Beelie, gummy candy, pet rat tie.
Open its pukkake, so great. Do you know how many listeners are going to like drop right at this point?
Okay,
so here's the history of that with us. They like saw the video.
Yeah.
And freshman they like year. Showed me the video freshman year, and I was off put by it.
Like actually like made her upset.
Like, I literally she was like, it's not funny, stop it, put it away.
And Caroline, me, and all the rest of my friends were like,
and then every time I just sit there kind of with like a very blank look on my face and kind of like, go to your happy place. And I saw it again recently. I was like, damn, this is funny. This is really
so
good.
So funny.
Look at this and long Bayonki cord.
Then we showed it to Kyle after a rousing round of Mario Party. And he had the same look on his face that I did when I first saw it. Yeah. I was like, don't worry. Just give it a couple years.
It's like how when your parent is like, ooh, you can try a taste of wine. And you're like, bleh. And then you turn like, you know, 20 and suddenly you're like, oh, this is great. That's the pet rat video.
Pet rat time.
Pet rat time. I should not have brought that up.
No, that was good.
No, I brought it up the other day at work. And, it resonated.
Did you say it to your employer?
No, not to my boss.
You go up to your boss and you're like, Gelee Beelie. She's like, you're fired, Caroline.
I'm deeply uninterested in what you're saying.
No, I said it to one of the other waitresses. She found it funny. I said, do you know of the Gelee Beelie Goo My Candy video? And she goes, oh my god, yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Wait, you were both thinking that video?
Oh, no,
you're
oh,
both,
no.
like, telepathically okay. communicating.
I realized, man, I just was thinking of that video.
I gave no context for why I thought of that.
Yeah.
So, the tickets at work, it'll have, like, the call name. So, like, whoever ordered it, obviously, that's where their name goes. But a guy's name was Henry, but my boss put it in as he space R-Y, so there was no end in it. So, I looked at the ticket when I picked up the food, and I was like, he rye? And then my friend Emily, who's the waitress that got my joke, was like, he rye. And then it took me about a second, like, am I going to ask her about this? And then I did, and she goes, I'm so glad you said that because that was exactly what I thought.
What a beautiful connection. I'm also going to bring a little something up. That's like a deep cut from freshman year.
Oh no.
In a similar vein.
The fact that we both said, oh no.
If I say the word centipede, what does that mean to you?
Oh no.
I know that. It means so much because my sister was the one who showed me that song. And then I showed it to Kyle off of my speaker. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's like a dubstep song, I guess.
I'm not going to play it for copyright reasons.
Podomatic's going to give us a copyright strike.
It would be more Spotify would yoink us out of existence, like they did with Cheyenne Dan's song, Stream. I cry? Is that what the new... it's Pablo Honey 2, but I can't remember what the
Do you
want to
give the context of like that first?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We did. We talked about
okay,
it.
Okay, well... If okay, you haven't listened to every episode.
For those of you who aren't loyal and don't listen, me and Kyle's friend Jonah is in a band, and it's called Cheyenne Dan, and they make really wonderful music.
We do.
I'm going to look up the new song title so I can plug it correctly. But basically, they came out with a song called Pablo Honey 2, and they had joked previously about how Radiohead was going to like block it, but then Radiohead legitimately blocked it and said, like, no, you cannot publish that, because Pablo Honey... is a Radiohead album. So they released it under the name I Hope You Cry instead, because like the chorus is I Hope You Cry when you listen to Pablo Honey is like the gist of it. So basically.
I can't believe you don't know those lyrics by
heart. I do. I could sing the whole thing right now, but I won't do it.
Back to Centipede.
Think of me. Anyway, off topic, but Centipede. Yeah, Casey played it for me. The general idea is that the first bit is like,
30 seconds of...
clipped from, like, a nature doc.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, centipedes, mm-hmm. I guess. And it's, like, with, like, kind of, like, an intense, like, building of the beat moving towards the drop.
It seems like you're kind of in a horror movie that's actually a centipede documentary.
Yeah. And then he goes, centipede. And it, like, drops, but it's, like,
it's
the hardest, like, screechiest, most insane, like, drop ever.
Okay, but also I want to add that if you want to listen to this song, let us know what you think.
Yes.
Even film a TikTok of you listening to it.
Yes. Oh my god, can we make Centipede TikTok famous?
If you make a TikTok of you listening to it,
We'll do edit.
With
we'll
the drop. Make, we'll put on our Instagram story.
Yeah. And we'll make a TikTok of us listening yeah. to Centipede.
We'll do it. Your TikTok if you make it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right, I don't know how to do that, but we'll do
it. It's Centipede by Knife Party.
Yeah, by Knife Party.
But also, fun fact, huh. Centipede was on the new Guitar Hero, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And was it really? We would play yeah. that all the time on yeah. it. Because our friend Devin, who was on the, like, So Many Questions, or not So Many Questions, it was, like, the internet guessing what model you went is, like, one of our early
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, he was an early guest.
But he had Guitar Hero, the new one, that mm-hmm. was, like, on mm-hmm. Xbox One.
I didn't know that was on Centipede.
And they had Centipede, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it was a really fun... That was... Aw, I totally forgot Memories. That we did that. That was such a fun thing. Because, like, was. Devin kind of, like, weirdly... Not that he bought it for us, but it was, like, a surprise that yeah. he bought Guitar Hero, and it was so fun.
We played a lot of Guitar Hero.
We did.
That and GTA.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine Friends, like, the TV show. That's how we got the setup sophomore year. Somehow yeah. we ended
so
up
oh, so
with,
good.
Like... It was Kyla and I in one dorm, and we had, like, a Jack and Jill bathroom with Caroline and her roommate, Michelle. And then across the way was Devin in one room and Efrain in the other room. Like, literally directly across from our door. So we had, like, this little...
It was, like, a quad.
Yeah, it was, like, a quad of rooms that we were all in, and we just, like, would run back
so
and forth.
Fun. So like, good. That was such a wholesome year, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, we had...
It really was.
It wasn't, it wasn't. Because well, you just made a face yeah. and I was like, well, maybe not.
Well,
but then again, we did have some really good times.
The latter half was a wholesome year.
I can't remember. Honestly, I've blacked out so much of college, not because I was blacking out, just because I blocked it from my memory.
You're like any cringy years.
Yeah. No, second half of sophomore year was wholesome for me.
Yeah.
First half was pretty okay, too. I think yeah. I was... My freshman year was cringy.
First
Not
was,
a good freshman year.
First cringe. Half was bad. Second half was good.
Kylo was posting cringe every single day freshman year.
First half of freshman year, I posted cringe constantly.
Yes.
Like, that's all
well,
that I
did. We all
did.
We all posted cringe.
Ugh, second half, I got it together a little bit. But then sophomore year was yeah. when I yeah. hit my stride. I think we all hit our stride.
If you're yeah. a high schooler listening right now, don't think that going to college will make you, like, a cool person, because you'll look back at freshman year and just be like, what was I up to?
No, I swore I was cool.
Oh my
like,
god.
Oh my god. I was, like, skinny and cute, and I was like, oh my god, I'm literally the coolest person to ever walk this earth, but looking back on it, no. She was stupid.
She posted
and
cringe.
Cringe.
She was posting cringe all the time.
I did. I've gone back and deleted so many selfies that I posted on Instagram from them, because I was like, stop.
Me too.
You
Me
are
too.
Too much.
Me too.
End it. I was.
I distinctly, and I'll out myself for being embarrassing here, I distinctly remember posting a selfie that I have definitely deleted now,
mm-hmm.
or at least archived, where the caption was, only thing stronger than my eyebrows is my love for mac and cheese.
And I can't believe you posted cringe.
I thought
like
that was so relatable.
Sister, I've been there. It's okay. 100%.
Actually, is that archived?
I think
really hope it is.
One of the only archive photos I, like, distinctly remember was actually from, like, the first couple days back sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotten back from... So, like, my family moved from Connecticut to Florida during that summer. And so I spent the entire summer, like, with no friends in Florida, and I would spend the entire day outside by the pool, and so I got, like, kind of wickedly tan that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, interesting. And I came back, and there was this butterfly exhibit, and I took a photo of the butterfly, and I swear, I didn't even edit it that much, but when I posted it, I look ridiculously orange in it for some reason.
You do.
And I was like, I left it up for a while, and then every time I would scroll back, I'm just like, I can't do this, so I finally archived it. I just couldn't look at it anymore.
Also, update. I looked back at my Instagram, because my Instagram is public. It probably shouldn't be. But that photo was not archived.
I relate. Oh,
so
mine's
I definitely
also public,
just went and archived
so.
It.
Mine's also public. Wow. All wow. her fans can creep on her Instagram, so.
I'm looking back. I've archived a lot from freshman year, I think, because I did a lot. I know that I posted more selfies than this. I was very self-obsessed. This one, it's not that bad of a picture. I don't know why I made it sideways. It's
is
a little bit confusing.
Really bad?
Yeah, it's just, like, just waiting on stuffing and sweet potato casserole, because I'm relatable.
Was this, but like,
was it for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving post?
It was posted on November 21st.
Can I see it?
So,
yeah.
Yes. You look mad.
I look mad all the time. That's just my resting face.
No,
I
just,
mad.
I do like how it's sideways.
Why was it sideways? Why did I do that?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but, hey, it made you look a second time.
So
you're like, what? Why is it sideways?
We're talking about freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about what we're doing now?
Okay.
Kyla, what are you up to?
Working all the time. That's all I do is work.
On that adult grind.
Yeah. It's really nice in that I have a set schedule. I know exactly the amount of time that I'm going to be working. And I am really, really lucky to be working at a place that's chill. I can pretty much wear casual wear every day, which is super nice. I thought I would be upset about that because I've accumulated such a beautiful wardrobe of business professional stuff from Model UN. But then again,
it gets old so quick.
It gets old so quick. I can sit very comfortably at my desk in my jeans and my sweatshirt and just cool. And everyone's very nice and it's very flexible and great. And I have great friends there and it's wonderful. But
are you worried they're going to listen to this or something? They're really good.
No, I like authentically mean that. Like, I really like pretty much everybody that I work with. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think that they'll listen to this because I brought it up once at the office and they were just kind of like, oh. Okay.
Why? And you're like, I don't know.
I just do it. Yeah, it was like one of those things where it's like you bring up Model UN to people that never did Model UN and they're like, oh, that's cool. And you're just like,
they're like, I'd really like to like you, but you posted cringe today. So yeah. Like, I can't.
I post cringe every day.
So. I have like a funny story to insert about like
Please.
Telling someone about the podcast.
Oh, good.
So recently our team did kind of like a scrimmage with some other teams. And I was doing crisis staffing. And shout out to, if you're from that team listening to this podcast, because the girl who is CDing noticed the sticker on my laptop, and she was like, oh, like, are you, like, one of the people on the podcast? And I was like, oh, yeah, haha, and she's like, oh, that's so cool. And then she later, I'm pretty sure this was her, but she asked me, like, why did you guys start the podcast? And I was like, you know what, to be honest, we were just, like, sitting around the table at 12 a.m. one day, and we just decided. She was like, that's how you decided? And I was like, yeah.
And
she was like, oh. Almost, like, because I was, like, think how much thought went into this podcast and divide it by, like, 1,000.
Yeah, honestly really funny because from the way I remember it, Casey and I had spoken about it a few times before you were looped in because Probably. I feel like it was times when you were at work because Probably. It was during a period of time where you were working a lot.
But it was, like, just, like, let's do a podcast, like, in general. Like, let's do a Model UN podcast. Yeah.
Because it was right at the start of summer, and you work
it was like a bunch
of hours in the summer. Yeah. So you had started, like, ramping up your work schedule, and that means that Caroline's never home during the day, which is a bit bummer. But,
I have now slightly shifted. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we will. But, yeah, and Casey and I, like, brought it up a few times, and then, like, finally we were eating dinner as a family, which we do.
But it was, like, late.
Well,
it was after
it was at least 9:30.
Oh, so it wasn't a dinner time.
No, well, do you know how we used to come back from meetings and sit at the table and just like unpack things for like 3 hours?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was wholesome. Nearing the end of like the 3 hour unpack, so it was like 11:30 to 12 a.m.
Really. Keep in mind that was a really that year was really really tough for us to be a part of our Model UN team. Casey and Caroline were on e-board and I was SecGen, which. I inserted myself onto the e-board. Mistake. I shouldn't have done it. It was in my constitutional right to do it, but I shouldn't have done it.
Here, take your L.
I will take my L. That was a fat L. I shouldn't have done it. Ruined a lot of friendships. Not really, but like kind of.
You injured them.
I injured some friendships during that. Regardless, we would come back and like be eternally like
fired up.
You know,
yep. Like the screaming.
Yeah, so yes. We're like
from
let's
the
just
path.
Make an outlet. For people that don't know us. And here we are.
Yep.
Yeah, I was basically saying, like, we would come back from Model UN meetings and we wouldn't stop talking about Model UN for, like, 3 hours. And we thought, why don't we just, like, put a microphone in front of that?
It's still low-key that way, and Caroline and I don't even do Mon anymore. She runs the conference, but still.
It sticks with you.
It does. If you're in Mon now, you'll never leave.
No.
Never. It's like the mafia.
No.
You're never really out.
And when you're out, you're like, I have such mixed feelings.
Yeah. But, you know, other than working, the podcast, and Kyle. That's really it. That's my life. It's fun and cute. I enjoy it. I'm very happy. So that's good.
You're content. That's good.
Yeah. What about you, Carol?
I realized
Carol,
today...
I literally thought was going to burst into tears.
Yeah, I saw it. I
no,
really
that's already gonna... happened like 3 times today. It's over.
Hey, it's okay.
It's
that
over.
Moment's passed. It's done.
It's done. So today was one of those days where, like, you sit back and you realize that you've 100% overcommitted yourself to too many things, but, like, it's way too late to back out now. So, for context, and don't take this as a humble brag because I am ashamed that I am doing.
Don't take that as a humble brag because I am ashamed.
That'll just so be the funny. Teaser. It's just not that audio, but like that in like fancy quotes.
That's so funny. Okay, yeah.
So I'm ashamed because I should value myself more than to overcommit myself to these things. Mm. But then I do, and I'm like, no, it'll be totally fine.
It's so easy to overcommit, though. Because you're like, I need these things to seem like I'm worthy and like that I'm important and that I'll get hired someday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Today I also had the really fun imposter syndrome where I was like, I don't deserve to be in grad school.
What?
Do you not know what imposter syndrome is?
Yeah, it's like, yes, I do. I'm saying more like, what? You're incredibly qualified.
My brain said no today.
Okay, well, I'm here to reassure you, you are very qualified. Caroline and I went through a lot of the same stuff our senior year, and Caroline is incredibly smart and very good at things.
Well, thank you. So, right now, I am working at a little cafe that thankfully is like a 5-minute walk from our apartment, so I don't really have...
Very tasty cafe.
It's very nice. Mm. Working there tomorrow. Great times. I am taking 4 classes. I am a research assistant. I am helping run this weird little startup thing that my research assistant professor is doing. I'm doing a fellowship where we have to come up with like diplomatic solutions for stuff. I'm running a conference. I have a podcast.
And I'm new in town.
And I don't get enough sleep. I get an adequate amount of sleep.
I'll tell you, Caroline, her evolution of sleep getting throughout our friendship. It's gone down. Oh my god. Yeah, but in a healthy way. Caroline used to literally sleep for 45 hours a day, and I know that that's not possible, but it happened.
Okay. Literally every time we'd be like, where's Caroline? She'd be asleep. And I don't know if that's a symptom of a greater problem we should have been aware of.
I was definitely like
going through it.
Apparently, we have like a huge vitamin D deficiency in my family, which I didn't know until I got blood work done like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. That'll do.
So that definitely had something to do with it.
Caroline and I are sisters in vitamin D deficiencies. Yes.
Caroline literally is larger than mine. Of vitamins. But,
I have like. I'm not even lying when I tell you that I probably have 8 bottles of vitamins.
I really respect that. I'm very inconsistent about taking my vitamin D, but I do feel better when I take it.
I'm so bad at it. I feel better when I take it, but only when I take it consistently.
Whoa. That's crazy. I didn't know I needed that.
No, but for real, freshman and sophomore year, if I wasn't in class, freshman year I didn't have a job, but sophomore year I had a job on campus. So if I wasn't doing something that was like work, MUN, or academic, I was asleep.
Yeah, 100%.
She was hibernating.
100%.
She would come out for like a few hours on Friday or something.
Yeah, especially if it was during the day and I knew that no one was hanging out. If people were hanging out, the likelihood of me being there was like 50%.
Yeah.
If no one was hanging out, I was 100% asleep.
I value your honesty a lot right now. Like,
I'm not gonna deny that.
No,
it happened.
It's true. It did. And it was honestly a really good running joke of like, oh, where's Caroline? No, she's definitely asleep. But the thing is, like, it was funny and like kind of good for her because she would sleep through the day because she was, you know, a tired person.
Yes.
And then in the evening when the rest of us would hang out, she'd be up. She'd be fully rested and ready to hang. So I guess it worked for what
she'd
it was.
She'd be fully rested because she had a full night's sleep plus 6 more hours during the day.
Listen, you need what you need, but she doesn't really take naps that often anymore. Really. It's only on weekends when you, like, can.
You'll
take naps.
I can't take naps during
I'm
the
also
week.
Not here during the day, so I don't know what you do.
No, like, it's literally...
I don't know what Caroline does, and I'm here during the day.
So my work schedule right now is if I don't have...
Everyone take
Tell
that
them
down.
Your schedule exactly.
No, it's like, your address. If I don't have class, I'm probably at work, but then I took Sundays off for mental health because I cannot process
Value
working
your mental
in a cafe.
Health, ladies and gentlemen.
And then Mondays were closed. So I have Sundays and Mondays off. So
which is the same quantity of a weekend.
I will take
else gets.
A nap maybe during that weekend.
Bold.
I've seen you come home on a Saturday and like be like, okay, I'm gonna take a 2-hour nap and then I'm gonna do work. Like she walks in the
that's
the
literally
door,
I say
and
that.
She looks me in the eye and says, I'm gonna take a nap
and then
I'm gonna do work.
Like,
I'm like,
I'm going to my room to do work, and then I come in, and it's, like, The Sims 4, and I'm like, I...
Me too.
A lot of times...
I respect you for that. No, this is not shade. This is a constant for all of us.
This is just what living is like.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you think you're gonna do work, and you're like, I've been working for an hour. I have four sentences written. I'm gonna take a break. It's
like SpongeBob with the
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I life.
Yeah, what's your life?
My life, it's less crazy than last semester, but it's like, different than, it's, like, I don't know. I feel like last semester, I was, like, doing the internship podcast, four classes, and then traveling for MUN, like, going on three conferences, and it got, October, I got through her. She was finished. It was, like, October to the first week of November was, like, the three right in a row, so that was a lot.
Listen, there's always, like, a month or, like, a couple weeks where you don't think you're gonna get through it.
Yeah. Well, and then this semester, it's, I'm not doing the internship because it was only a semester long, so I have more days off, but it's just, like, the existential dread of graduation hanging over me, plus the existential dread of, like, finishing my thesis and, like, applying for jobs. So I think the threat for this semester is just more existential.
And that's valid.
Yeah.
That is valid.
And I feel like the classes I'm taking, because I'm taking almost all history classes right now, they all have, like, constant, like, written assignments just due, so which I'm not used to. I feel like other classes were more like, read the textbook, but maybe not. Or, like, econ's like, just show up.
And, like, three times a semester, write me a paper and then take a final sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, every week I have at least, like, one or two reading responses due, plus I have to be working on papers for each of the class, plus I have my thesis. And I'm, like, dying.
Yeah.
I was describing my thesis to one of our friends today, and he was definitely not interested, but I kept telling him about it for 15 minutes.
Casey does this where she'll get really excited about a topic, and the person that she's telling it to will very obviously be like, I do not care. I'm sorry. I appreciate you, but, like, no. And then Casey's like, wait, hear about this. And you're just like, okay. I'm going to sit here quietly.
It doesn't stop me.
It does not. It never has. I've lived with Casey for years, and this is a constant.
It's like when your grandma starts talking about conspiracies. You just nod your head and you go, that's interesting.
I'm like, let me tell you more about American and Iranian, you know, foreign policy. And you're like, please stop talking.
It's okay.
You're like, I don't know any of the names you're saying or any of the people you've mentioned, and just please stop because I don't care. And I'm like, but, have you heard about the coup?
Can I talk about a weird phenomenon that is Blackboard discussion posts?
Yeah. Sure, whatever.
Okay, so please. I'm taking two online classes and two, like, in-person classes, which is obviously, like, a good balance. So, I like how I say, can I talk about Blackboard discussion posts? And both of you go on your phones.
Sorry.
I went on my phone because I just tweeted about Blackboard and I wanted to see how many likes it had.
No, it was really funny. So essentially, both of my classes, and because obviously we don't meet in person, so we get the readings for the week, and then we're given, like, these prompts, basically, to answer on this discussion board. If you don't know what Blackboard is, it's, like, a canvas, or, I don't know what to call it. It's, like, basic.
If you don't know what Blackboard is, it doesn't matter. Just keep listening.
It doesn't matter. Essentially, it's where all of our content for our class goes.
It's just, like, they post, like, your syllabus, your assignments, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, your readings, whatever, and your grades. It's like an all-encompassing online version of your class,
basically. Yeah, there you go. So we have these discussion posts, and when you post one, you're also supposed to post a response to someone else's.
I hate
like
that.
You're having a discussion. See, and some of these people I've had class before,
really bad, too.
Yes.
All the same thing, but worded differently. So,
yes, I completely agree with your statement,
exactly
blank.
Uh-huh. So, I've had class with some of these people, and I've had perfectly normal discussions with them, and then the response on Blackboard I'll get is like, good evening, Caroline. I think your points are all very valid, as, like, Chang 2019 cites on page 77. You know, I thought this was particularly interesting. And, you know, in XYZ studies, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, good evening, Michael. And it's like, why are we writing letters to each other?
But it's like, do you think the professor reads that? And it's like, what are they doing?
Dearest Caroline, the war has been raging on, and I hope this meets you post-tense. cholera has been raging on around.
It's like so many professors, and so I feel like especially in grad school, but like even when you get into later years of college, like professors are so chill and they like do care. Not care. So it's like they must be reading these discussion posts and are like, are these guys okay? Like, in, we call each other by first names in class, yes. So why are we doing this formality?
Also, no, I just reached back and realized I have, like, had a full-on side pony for the whole time.
Yeah, you did, and I was just gonna leave it. I was like, hey, it's
Ned's a classified school survival guide.
But that's the fun thing about professors in college that you don't get about teachers in high school is professors in college, a lot of them don't care. Like, they care enough, but not enough to, like, be real, like, stick up their butt about it.
Yeah. You gotta find the right ones that care enough to be very helpful to you, but don't care enough to make you have, like, be a obnoxious. Weird power dynamic where it's like, I'm in charge. It's like, yeah, okay, I get it, Mr. Professor. But
it's like,
but like, still.
Kyle and I's, like, one of our favorite professors.
My favorite professor.
Yeah, I wasn't going to assume, but he's also my favorite
professor. Yeah, period.
My he's favorite professor. He's so good. I'm taking a grad class with him now, and he literally just has discussions with us all class, and it's fantastic.
I know. He's so good about making learning accessible. I love him. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get into it. I love him. He's so good. No,
he's fantastic. But he's also the professor I'm working, like, with research on, and we'll just literally have discussions. Like, we talked about The Sims the other morning. We talked about
making... Was he a big Sims player?
He was.
Back in the day.
I can't remember which version he played. It was, like, 2 or 3.
Hmm. Valid.
I think we should get him on Sims 4. That'd be fun. We talked about pie baking one time.
I want to hang out with him.
So it's like,
did you talk about Model UN?
No, that's a taboo subject. We don't talk about that anywhere. Does he know we have a podcast?
I don't think so.
Tell him. Tell him. Now we have clout.
He'll be. I think he'll be. He would be really excited about it.
We have over 2,000 followers. So famous.
He's
now.
Enough of like a nerd to be like excited about something like that.
What if I tell him to listen to this episode?
Be like, we talked about you on our most recent episode.
Even though it has nothing to do about Molly.
Where I just ranked about college on the day that I walked into your office and almost cried.
Yeah.
So, maybe not the best one.
Yeah.
This has been a good chat, though.
Yeah. I feel like it basically
Karen.
I've put both your names together and Kyla, I don't really
Casey,
know what happened.
And Karen.
Well, I mean,
hey, people thought it was, like, when I did the quiz with the fake names.
It's like Crystal Madison and, like,
Sharon. One of them got, like, the second most votes, and it had, like, 30 votes on it, and it was, like, one of our names was supposed to be Cheryl, and I was like,
I really, really hope that it was a joke, but also it could not be. I feel
like it'd be funny.
There's honestly a lot of people that follow our Instagram that do not listen to the podcast at all, which I think is funny. Like, if you're just here for the memes,
good.
Great, that's fine. You can stick around. You're not listening to this, so I don't know why I'm speaking to you. But,
you just...
I don't know. It's weird to think that our listenership is different from our Instagram.
It is.
But then again, both are growing pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Our listener, like, audience has grown significantly.
We've been doing this for almost a year.
I know. Can you believe? Is this going to be episode 43?
It's been, like, 10 months now.
Episode 43. It's crazy.
It's going to be 44. So that's even crazier.
Sorry, it's episode 44.
I think it's hard.
Well, I don't know. Casey said something. It was like, it's 40-something earlier, and I wasn't listening enough to, like, remember
Thank
it.
You.
So I heard it. Well, I thought you said 42 because I was like, I mentally noted. I was like, that's 10 away from 52. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. It's fine.
I like this year, this would be the last thing that I say. We've really embraced, like, the radical honesty thing, but only when it's, like, slight undercuts to one of the other two people.
I don't know. I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
At least I'm honest.
Radical honesty 2020.
No, I feel like we've embraced radical honesty in a lot of things. Yes. I feel like it's been, like, A, about how we're feeling about anything. I feel like we're pretty to the point about that.
The fire alarm upstairs makes me want to break down the door and rip it off the ceiling. That's how
considered
I feel.
It. I've thought about it. No, and, like, also how we feel about other people. But it's not like we were ever holding anything back.
No.
So. All right, with that being said, we are not going to motion to close the debate, but I'm certainly going to cut this off.
Well, DM me if you want the tea on people that I don't like.
What?
And that's the end.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.